The nonprofit blood donation organization Vitalant is now accepting a wider range of blood donors. Vitalant said that under new Food and Drug Administration guidelines, the eligibility of blood donors is determined without regard to gender or sexual orientation. Previous FDA guidelines required that sexually active gay and bisexual men be deferred from donating blood for 3 months. In a statement, Vitalant said they would continue to advance evidence-based eligibility policies that allow as many people as possible to give blood, while keeping the blood supply safe. Vitalant is in the midst of a summer blood shortage. City officials in Denver are considering a contract that would bring 200 pallet shelters to Denver for use by unhoused people. KGNU's John Kellen explains.
The proposed contract with Pallet PBS comes with a $7 million price tag. The company says some 2,800 of their shelters are already in use in 85 cities around the country, including Aurora, and that they've had a positive impact. A spokesman for the mayor's office said pallet shelters would be used as transitional housing, but critics say they aren't what unhoused people want because they put them in controlled environments. The City Council's Finance and Governance Committee approved the contract unanimously yesterday. The full council is expected to vote on it in a few weeks. If it's approved, pallet shelters would arrive in Denver by November 1st. A site for a pallet community has not been named. Mayor Mike Johnston issued an emergency order last month to deal with Denver's homelessness. On Monday, City Council extended that order to September 18th, the second time it's been extended. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.
Boulder County has recorded its first death from the West Nile virus this year, bringing the number of 2023 West Nile fatalities in Colorado to 5. County health officials reported the death yesterday, identifying the person only as a Longmont resident. Health officials in Larimer County yesterday also reported the first West Nile death in their region. Public Health Director Tom Gonzalez told 9 News, quote, "Unfortunately, we will likely continue to see cases of West Nile virus for the next month or two." Health officials say the virus cannot be given from one human to another. Humans get the virus after being bitten by mosquitoes, which get it after biting infected birds. To protect yourself from the West Nile virus, health officials say that when going outside at dawn and dusk, the peak mosquito feeding times, dress in long pants and long sleeves. They also recommend draining any standing water in your yard. The Colorado Independent Ethics Commission has turned down a motion to dismiss a local complaint against Erie Mayor Justin Brooks. KGNU's Zach Thompson has more.
The complaint against Mayor Justin Brooks was filed earlier this year by resident Ryan Kenward. He's accusing Brooks of using his influence to get the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Advisory Board to invest in a nonprofit led by Brooks himself. Kenward also claims that Brooks violated a corporate social responsibility code. Erie's town attorney Kendrick Hardberry responded on behalf of the mayor. The motion to dismiss was included in her response. On Monday, the Independent Ethics Commissions stated that they are required to investigate the case, and a dismissal prior to an investigation is not feasible. An investigation from the Ethics Commission is pending. For KGNU, I'm Zach Thompson.
Denver police have released pictures of a man believed to be involved in a fatal shooting in Five Points. The shooting happened at 3:50 a.m. on Saturday. In the released images, the suspect is wearing yellow pants. 3 people were shot, 2 of them fatally. Images of the suspect can be found on Denver Police's X page, formerly Twitter. Anyone with information on the case is asked to call Metro Denver Crime Stoppers at 720-913-7867. The Denver music venue HQ has been flooded with 10 feet of water, which could force closure of the club for up to 4 months. HQ is a mainstay in Denver's South Broadway cultural community, with punk, rock, and electronic music acts cycling through the venue. Club owners Scott Happel and Peter Orr said in a press release, quote, "Our entire 3,200-square-foot basement, with 10 to 12-foot high ceilings, was completely filled with water from floor to ceiling." The flood was caused by a water break pushing against one of the venue's basement walls, which caved in Monday. Once the wall caved in, the basement was flooded with water, mud, and debris. A statement from the club asked for donations to support them through the rebuilding process, which the club owners say could take up to 3 to 4 months to complete. The record high heat is forcing some Denver schools to close early this week. 14 Denver public schools sent students home due to high heat around lunchtime yesterday. The Denver Post is reporting that 17 principals say they'll be closing early today. 11 Denver public schools received air conditioning over the summer, but many more still don't have it. For today's weather in Boulder, it's mostly sunny with a high of 86 degrees and a chance of thunderstorms after 5 p.m. Today's weather in Denver will be mostly sunny with a high near 94 degrees. There will be a slight chance of thunderstorms after 4 p.m. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.